Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 136 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Happy January 12th. Today is January 12th when this comes out. It is my son's birthday, so wish Drew a happy birthday. And he is 22. It's kind of hard to believe, too. They say it goes fast. It does go fast. I know that we keep time the same way every day, every hour, every week, every year, but certainly seems to go faster and faster the older you get. So cherish today. Cherish the moments you have with your kids. Cherish the moments you have with your loved ones. Cherish the moment you have with yourself, because every day seems to go faster and faster. How many of you remember when you were worried about Y2K, right? When we're going to turn to 2000 and it's now 2023. It's like, where did that go? So hope you enjoy the day. Hope you enjoy the week. Hope you take some time for yourself. I just wanted to mention real quick, I don't know what is going on with you all out there, but I love it. For those of you who don't know, which I know you're not keeping up with the numbers like I like to kind of look at every once in a while, do you realize that you have helped us already almost break a downloads record for a month today? Like, we're almost there. That is crazy. So we've had more downloads to date than we almost had all of last month. And last month was a great month. We broke a record last month. And we're only on, when I'm recording this, we're only on the 10th. That's pretty fun. So you guys are either listening a lot more or to a lot more, you know, episodes. You're like binge listening, or you've been telling people and word's getting out and more people are listening and hopefully being impacted by this content. So very cool. And I really appreciate that. So here's what we got today. If you like to write, if you like to write in a journal, you are going to love today. If you hate writing in a journal or writing on your phone or making some notes, then I hope that as I go through some of these, what I think are impactful journal prompts, you might take some time and just go, you know what? I've never been very good at this. Some of us like to think that. I've been one of those people. I've never been very good at this. However, I can learn something new. I can try something new. I can see if maybe it would help me, right? I've worked with guys who are great at writing journals. Like they consciously every day get in there, get their thoughts out, and, you know, put down what they're feeling. They really do a great job. And then I've got others that don't hardly write at all. And that's okay. Doesn't matter what side of the coin you're on. What I want to encourage you to do, if you've never taken time to either write or have a journal or have a notepad on your phone where you're kind of just doing some reflection, then take one or two of these. I'm going to give you 12 today, I think I've got down here. But take one or two and Just write. So these are prompts that are going to help you get started. Don't we all need that? Huh? That way you don't have to think about it all on your own. you get a prompt, right? It's kind of like a teleprompter. Something pops up and you're like, oh, I can talk about that, right? You can do that. I know you can. I've got confidence in you. So here we go. Some journal prompts that can help you in 2023. Number one, in 2023, I will be the kind of person who fill in the blank. See how this goes? I give you the prompt and you get to fill in the blank. And you get to choose which one you want to do. You don't even have to do one or two or three. I'd like for you to do one. You don't have to do more than one. But I'm going to give you 12 of these. So in 2023, I will be the kind of person who takes care of my health. Like, that's an easy one, right? And then you can add to that or you can just stay right there. I will be the kind of person who pays it forward. And you can say how you'll pay it forward or you don't have to. It's up to you. Number two, what do I need to let go of to become more of the person I want to be? Great question for some of you. What do I need to let go of, or maybe who do I need to let go of to become more of the person I want to be? Number three, I feel most alive when. You know, I like this one. I feel most alive when I'm looking at the ocean. I feel most alive when I'm with my kids. I feel most alive when I've had a great day with my spouse. I feel most alive when I'm listening to Kenny Chesney music and I don't have to do anything. I feel most alive when I'm playing my guitar. Right? You can fill in the blank. How do you feel most alive? I feel most alive when I'm sitting and I feel like I'm one in the same with nature, or I can feel God's presence, or I can just sit and hear and feel the wind blow. Right? What is it for you? When do you feel most alive? Number four, what has been the biggest dream of your life? What has been the biggest dream of your life? Maybe even now, what is the biggest dream of your life? Have you already accomplished your biggest dream? If you have, it's time to have another dream. Now, you can write down, this was my biggest dream, but it's time to write down another dream. Right? Okay. Number five, what does your ideal day look like? What does your ideal day look like? If you could script your perfect day, your ideal day, what does that look like? And you can do this in a couple ways. You say, well, I've got to work right now. I don't have any way to have my idea. Okay, fine. I know you got to work. What does your ideal day look like with the current job you have? What is as ideal as you can make it with your current job, your current setup? And then, what would your ideal day look like if maybe you didn't have that job, if you had a different job, or if you were on vacation? What would it be? Right? Quit going through and allowing your mind to just bring all this negativity and just play with it. You know, answer it for what it is. What would your ideal day look like? Here's a good one. If you looked through images and did your year in review, what was your overall theme this past year? If you looked through your images and did your year in review, what was your overall theme this past year? So you kind of, that's a great journal prompt, right? You can kind of look back through and see. My theme was a little different, right? It started out like last year we had just gotten out of quarantine. If you guys are just catching up or you haven't listened, you know, my wife beat non-Hodgkin's lymphoma this last year, and we were in Mexico and stuck. She had COVID, so we were in quarantine with COVID, and we just found out she had a tumor, and we literally just got back yesterday, would have been last night, and then we started the whole process, right? So my January, February, March, April, May, June, when I look back at my year in review, I look tired, I'll tell you, but she looks sick, and then you can start to see where she's getting well. Pretty cool going through all that, right? And so from June on, it's a little different story. My daughter's cheering, and you know, she's a very good competitive cheerleader in college. She's the only freshman on the mat, as they say. So once August hit, I start seeing pictures of her and seeing what she's doing all the way up until last weekend. This coming weekend, just so you know, I'm going to be in Orlando for the college national cheerleading competition that she'll be competing in. So that's kind of what this starting of this year will look like for me, right? So what is your year-end review look like? What is the overall theme? Can you name the theme or themes? Number 7, what do you want that sentence or that theme to be for this coming year? Right? What would you like for that to be for this coming year? So we're 10 days in, 12 days in when you hear this. What do you want your theme to be this year? Start living out that theme. Number 8, what are you most excited about this year? If you are not looking forward to something, it's time to start recrafting and recreating your future self, right? I did a whole podcast on your future self. I've talked about your future self quite a bit. One of the things that I talked about in a podcast about my future self was that I was going to be driving a Jeep, right? I sold an old Jeep. I've always wanted a Jeep. I've been saving them, but I'm always going to drive a Jeep, right? Well, guess what? Last week, I got my Jeep. I got my Jeep. Now, if you go back to that episode, I think I described it as a four-door and it was going to be white. I've kind of changed through that. I went back to my soft top because I liked it, and I really liked the two-door, and the one that I found was perfect for me, but it was black. And I love it. I love the tires. I love the wheels. It's lifted a little bit. I just love it. I love driving it. I feel at home. I feel alive when I'm in my Jeep. I was saving that one for you because I hadn't told you I got the Jeep yet. But that's where I feel alive when I'm in the Jeep. Top down, top up, whatever. When I'm in the Jeep, I feel alive. But I got that Jeep. It's part of my future self. It was a part of my dream that I wanted a Jeep again. Now I got to have another dream when it comes to that stuff, right? What's next? Maybe I want a new guitar. Maybe I want something that I've not had before. Maybe whatever. It doesn't matter. But what is it for you? What are you looking forward to this year, right? What are you most excited about? All right. How can I add purpose and meaning to my days? Maybe you already are filled with meaning and purpose. I know, I worked with one specific guy who's probably listening to this podcast. Man, this guy, you talk about, he's the poster guy for this statement because he lives on purpose and he lives with meaning. He's great. He probably doesn't need to add much more. When he does, it's like, man, we need to think about, how do we back off some of these things? How do we say no? But for some of you, you're dying for this. You want purpose. You want meaning. Where can you start to find those? Can you volunteer somewhere? Can you give to something? What can you do to help yourself find purpose and meaning each and every day? 3 more. What area of your life do you want to most improve? What area of your life do you want to most improve? Right? Great journal prompt. I want to most improve my health. I'm 25 pounds overweight. I want to start today on the journey of losing those 25 pounds in a healthy way and to begin to maintain a healthy lifestyle by eating properly, by exercising, putting great things in my body. All right, just an easy example. List 10 simple joys in your life. There's an easy one, right? List 10 simple joys. If you don't like the word joy, list 10 things that you're grateful for. Right? 10 things that you're grateful for. List 10 things that make you happy. List 10 things that bring you joy. If you can't find 10 things, think on what could bring you joy, and let's get to work on those, right? So we can all find things that bring us joy. We can all find things that we're grateful for. Remember, the low-hanging fruit of things we're grateful for is if you've got clean drinking water, you can always list that one first. If you walk over in your bedroom and you flip a light on and that light comes on, you can always be grateful for electricity. If you've got heat, right? If you've got air conditioning, you can always be thankful for those things. So list 10 simple joys in your life. And then finally, 10 simple acts of kindness you can do to impact others. What are 10 simple acts of kindness that you can do to impact others? So that's my challenge for you this week, is to come up with 1 or 2 or 3, some of you overachievers can do more, of these journal prompts that you actually write down you think on, and you see how they can impact your life as you move through 2023. I want to share a little something with you. I've got something cooking that I think you're going to like. I've had a lot of you reach out to me wanting, you know, access to coaching, wanting to be able to be part of my coaching community, part of a community where you can learn and you can grow, but you can also afford it. And I have something really special coming in the next couple weeks. So I'll just leave that right there. If you've been thinking about, hey, I'd really like to be involved in something maybe bigger than me, something that would help me grow in every area of my life, where I could be connected to a group of people for medium term to long term, have I got something for you. And I think you're gonna love it. So in the meantime, if I can help you, reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. I will be in Orlando this week, and I will report back on how we did next week for the national championships. You guys take care. I'll see you back here next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care of you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.